Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager's Show, and it's brought to you by Key Bank. Well, the Indians were swept by the Chicago White Sox, and you did something again yesterday. You don't do a lot of it, Terry, but you called a team meeting, correct?
Yeah, you know, and my concern about that is, you know, we talked in Tampa a while back, and I told the guys, you know, that this can't just be for the near future. You know, it has to be more about how we're going to play every day. And we seem to slip back a little bit. So, you know, I told him yesterday, I said, this was kind of my concern. And I said, this is your team. I said, you know, and guys spoke, which was good. And, you know, talking about trying to have an identity and playing through frustrations. And it's expressed in a lot of different ways. But basically, what it comes down to is playing through frustration, because that's what our game is a lot. And sure, we're frustrated right now. We're not hitting like we want to. That doesn't necessarily mean you're going to flip a switch on and start raking. I mean, I wish it was, but that may not be the case. So in the meantime, you got to find a way to play through that and maybe do something else. Maybe make up a double play, maybe move a runner, maybe you get a bunt down, something to help us win.
Terry, in the past 2 years when you were the manager, I think one of the things that really became evident, this club never seemed to be out of a game. They may not win that ball game, but they always seem to get, if not the tying, maybe the winning run to the plate, even in the ninth inning. Do you feel like this year, too many times when you have fallen behind, they've lost some of that fight?
Well, you know, again, like yesterday, we came back and, you know, hadn't done anything all day, and then all of a sudden we have the tying run, you know, at the plate, off one of the better relievers in the game. So, you know, I think, again, I like to keep it in short, like every game, because I think you can get bogged down when you start to look back at last week and everything like that, because I do believe every game is its own entity. Man, you play that game and you move on, and every game something different happens. So I really don't go back and look too far like that.
Some guys have to obviously be key guys to your lineup. Brandon Moss is back in one of those struggles right now. Is it starting to get the best of him a little bit?
Well, that's probably fair to say. I mean, shoot, you know, it's, you know, when you live and die on the home run or the long ball, it's certainly welcome. But when you're having those streaks where there's a lot of swing and miss, you know, it seems like you're always coming up on that time. You know, the one thing we don't want him to do is shorten up and just try to put it in play, because that's not who he is. But, you know, trying to maybe stay more in the middle of the field or stay with that approach, because we've all been there. When you're struggling, man, you start listening to everybody, and that can make it difficult.
Terry, and then you run into the Kansas City Royals. So, I mean, teams obviously never feel sorry for an opponent, but you look at what you've got coming ahead, and you're just going to see nothing but good pitching here for another couple of weeks.
Yeah, well, and again, that's, again, what we need to concern ourselves is with tonight. And Kansas City comes in feeling really good about themselves, playing probably as good a baseball as anybody in the game, but it's a good challenge for us. We need to just go out there today and try to find a way to win this game, because it might be really hard to do. But if we find a way to win, we'll feel better about ourselves. Then we'll come out tomorrow and try to do the same thing.
A year ago at this time, Kansas City still didn't really believe in itself either. Isn't it amazing how quickly it changes? And if they lose that playoff game to Oakland that they're trailing by 4 in the eighth inning, this might be a totally different club this year.
I agree with you. Last year, I was actually one of the ones, I think it was kind of surprised at where they were in the standings, because I don't think they realized yet that they were that good. And I know when Raul Banez went over there, I think a lot of that helped them, and he helped their players. And then as those younger players started to become major league good players, you could see them blossoming kind of right in front of your own eyes. And then they got a taste of winning and confidence that comes with that, and now they're very dangerous.
Did you like what they did in Johnny Cueto? I know you're not consumed with what the Royals or anybody else is doing, but we've seen enough of Johnny Cueto. That's a pretty good pickup, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And again, and I don't know their system well enough to know, you know, who, but what you are going to get is the best of Johnny Cueto. You know, he's pitching for money, and he showed in his last outing what's in there, and he wants to show Major League Baseball that he's worthy of one of those big contracts. So you're going to get the best of him, and they already have good pitching. So, yeah, that was a big shot for them.
That is Tribe Manager Terry Francona. That's the Key Bank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned. It's the Indians and Royals on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network. And for Tuesday, hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. It's the Manager's Minute, and it's brought to you by DraftKings.com. Boy, you've been involved in these trading deadline deals on both sides of the ledger. But when you had teams, Terry, that went out and got a big piece, have you found with a lot of these so-called blockbuster trades, it's the little ones that end up helping you even more than some of the big-named ones?
You know, it's funny, Hammy, because in 04 in Boston, we were spinning our wheels, and Theo made a bunch of trades. And he flipped the whole team. And what ended up happening was getting guys like Dave Roberts and Doug Mankiewicz, and it was basically we let our offense play, and then we put three or four guys in to play defense, and we got the best out of the offense, and we kept the ball clean when we were leading, and it turned us into a really good team, and we went on a roll the last 2 months, and it was some of the smaller guys that really helped.
That's the Manager's Minute with Terry Francona on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.